And a good evening, everybody, from Auburn, Nebraska, home of the Bulldogs. It's time for high school basketball tonight. It will be Fall City Sacred Heart on the road at Auburn to take on the Bulldogs tonight in a girl-boy doubleheader. A little bit behind here, the boys' JV game. Just had one JV game today, boys only, but it went overtime, and Auburn picked up the win in that game in overtime tonight. Our presenting sponsor for high school basketball night on Sunny 101.3 is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. Sacred Heart girls come into this ball game ranked number 2 in D2 in the latest ratings I had last week. New ratings should come out tomorrow or Thursday. Sacred Heart, 10 wins, 4 losses on the year, coming off a third place finish last week at the Medeckis basketball tournament in Beatrice. Auburn Bulldogs, new first-year head coach for the Bulldogs, Kalen Schmidt, has his team at 3-9 on the year. They've graduated a lot of players the last couple of years, and they are going to have some youngsters in this ball game tonight. Pretty young team for Coach Schmidt as they try to get back on the winning ways here tonight against Fall City Sacred Heart. Bulldogs are re-entering the floor here. The Irish stayed out. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and look at the starting lineup on Sunny 101.3.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student-athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Auburn High School, and let's take a look at the starting lineup while we can, while the band is in neutral for the moment, which probably won't last long. For the visitors tonight, for Coach Luke Santo, his senior Irish starters will include a 5'5" senior, Avery Santo, all-tournament selection last week over Medeckis, 5'6" senior, Daisy Witt, 5'9" junior, Elise Reschke, 5'4" freshman, Bailey Lemeron, and 5'9" junior, Hallie Jones. You're starting 5 tonight for Fall City Sacred Heart, and they will play plenty of players. It would appear that's what they've been doing the games I've seen so far this year. They go at least 7-8 deep most nights. For Coach Kalen Schmidt, his Auburn Bulldogs starters tonight will include a couple of freshmen, a couple of seniors, and a junior. The freshmen will include a 5'5" freshman, Emery Snodgrass, a 5'2" freshman, Grace Schneider. Junior, Morgan Stanley, is a 5'9" junior. And also starting 5'5" senior, Addie Darnell, and 5'7" senior, Ariel Frank. That's your starting 5 tonight for the Auburn Bulldogs. Their band's going to play the national anthem while they with you. That will take a two-minute break. Be back on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen. Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
They are introducing the starting lineup to the crowd here on hand. We've had the national and the Auburn headband. Outstanding job, as always. They do it well here at Auburn. Whole bunch of kids in this band. We're up on the landing, the old wrestling landing here at the Auburn High School, where the band, part of them sit, the rest of them sit down in the bleachers. So the Irish have been introduced. And now, it's the Bulldog girls' turn to be introduced here tonight. And then we'll be tipping it off here at Auburn High School. Auburn will go left to right as we look at it toward the west bucket here in the first half tonight. All right, everybody's introduced. The Irish huddled up around their coaching staff. Auburn players with their coach out of midcourt. Waiting to get things underway here. I'm not going to try to talk over them, folks. They're good. They're loud. They're right next door. All right, here we go. Stepping into the center circle for the Irish will be Hallie Jones, a 5'9 junior. In for the Bulldogs, Addie Darnell, a 5'5 senior. But don't let that height fool you. She is athletic as can be. And here we go. And the tip is tipped a couple of times, and now it ends up in the hands of Avery Sando for Sacred Heart. Senior comes to the right side, gives up to Daisy Witt. She has the ball taken away. Hallie Jones on the floor, scrambles for it, comes up with it, wrestles it away from a couple of Bulldogs, and now the ball in the hands left side of Reschke, tipped out of bounds. Good quick hand by Emery Snodgrass for the Bulldogs, and it's going to be Irish ball underneath their own hoop air. Cheerleader backing up, says, "Mr. Official, you're in my way." Triggering in the ball is Witt to Sando, left baseline. Get up to Reschke, free throw line. It is going to be off to Hallie Jones. She goes down the right lane with the dribble. Shoots it, can't connect, and the rebound to Morgan Stanley of Auburn. Bulldogs' first possession of the ball game. They bring it to the front. It's going to be Addie Darnell with it. Off to Grace Schneider, the freshman. They run a weave out top. Darnell moves in, passes down the right side, and the ball is turned over to Sacred Heart as the pass goes out of bounds. So a turnover by Auburn, and the Irish get the ball. fun to come to Auburn, see all the folks you haven't seen since football season or since last basketball season, get caught up with everybody. Out top, right side now. It's a three-pointer on the way up around the rim. No good for Witt. And once again, the rebound. Excuse me, that was Bailey Lemeron, number 12, not number 10. Excuse me, Bailey Lemeron with the miss. The rebound again to Morgan Stanley for the Bulldogs. Take the ball to the right side of the elbow. Give it up there for Schneider. Schneider back to top of the key, working it. Addie Darnell fakes the handoff, dribbles to the right block. Cut off there, double team. Pass in the middle, knocked away. It ends up in the hand of Hallie Jones. Shook it away and a run out at the other end. The layup is up and layup is good for Daisy Witt, the Irish senior. First points of the ball game here. And now Auburn with the ball, a two-point deficit. To the front court, Emery Snodgrass with it. Hands off high post, gets it back, drives in, gets the ball away now to Franck. Franck outside, three ball for the freshman Schneider. It's up, it's good. And the lead goes to Auburn, 3-2. The other way comes Sacred Heart. Inside to Jones. Big night Friday night in the third place game of Decus. Had right around 20 points, 18 or 20, I forget which it was. And this time the Irish lose the handle on it, turn it over. And it's going to belong to Auburn. So here come the Bulldogs with a 2-point, 1-point lead. And the ball down deep. Darnell pulls up, 12-footer, baseline, no, won't go. Rebound on the deck, picked up by Darnell. She won the scramble for the loose ball. And now she'll dribble it out toward midcourt. Reset the offense off the right side to Emery Snodgrass. Snodgrass, the left-hand dribble, passes it away. Morgan Stanley gives it away, and now back to Grace Schneider. And an offensive foul away from the ball. Have to wait until they put it up on the board, but that's the third turnover here by the Bulldogs, and the foul is called on Morgan Stanley. Must have been a moving pick through there. Moving screen. All right, Irish ball. Three-point shot on the way short. No good by Lemeron. The ball ricochets back out to her. Touched first by D.C. Witt. Now it's going to be Lemeron from inside the free throw line. It won't go. The rebound is grabbed up by Stanley again. She's got three quick rebounds for the Bulldogs here. 4:44 left, first quarter. 3-2 Auburn with the lead. Darnell with a dribble. Right side of the floor. Cut off there by Lemeron. Will hand the ball away to Snodgrass. Snodgrass to Schneider, left side moving right, and a reach-in foul, blocking foul, whatever you want to call it here, on Sacred Heart. Avery Sando, first foul of the game on Sacred Heart. So we'll come back the other way now. Auburn at the sideline, halfway up, inbounding. Darnell passes in to Franck, gets it right back, now to Snodgrass. Snodgrass dribbles against the defense for the Irish. They play man-to-man. And here's a ball stolen away by Lemeron. Now it's knocked loose by Schneider, and it's out of bounds. It'll belong to the Irish down on the offensive end. So that's four turnovers now by the Bulldogs here early in this first quarter. But they lead 3-2. 4:16 left opening period. Triggering in from the side about 10 feet up off the baseline will be Daisy Witt. Oops, going to reset the 35. There we go. Reset the 35-second clock, and the ball skids length of the floor out of bounds. Bring it in to Lemeron. Back to Witt. Free throw line. Jumper. No on the rim. Won't go. Rebound picked up by Snodgrass. Again, rather Morgan Stanley. I'm sorry. Her fourth. Hallie Jones reaches in, gets a piece of the ball. We've got a held ball in alternating possession. Just go to the Lady Bulldogs. Sacred Heart now showing pressure defense on the inbound. Snodgrass brings it in. Emery coming up the floor with it as she gets it back, guarded by Sando. She goes to the free throw line, dishes out to the left wing for three. It's up, it's good. Three-pointer out there on the far left side. Shot put up and in by Ariel Franck. And the Bulldogs lead it now by a score of 6-2 on a couple of three balls. With it, Sando, 15-footer, right side of the lane, up and good, just outside the free throw lane, and it's 6-4. Auburn by 2, 3:32 to go. Opening period here at Auburn. To the front, Darnell with it, off to Grace Schneider. Schneider picked away, Allen. This time it is Lemeron to the steal. Ahead to Witt, over to the right side, running and filling the lane, and a layup good for Elise Reschke. She gets the hoop, and she will be fouled. It'll be a three-point opportunity as the game now tied at 6 at the 3:18 mark. Our first tie of the game, and now the Irish with a chance to get the lead back here. The foul will go on Ariel Franck, her first, team foul number 2. Reschke free throw up and off the back, no good. Rebound, Karam's out long, and what? What have we got? A holding foul on the Irish on the rebound. Foul on Elise Reschke. She shot the free throw and then got called for a holding foul on the rebound. Now that's not her second foul. That's not right. Is it? I've got 3 up on the boards. Maybe Elise did. I must have missed one. I'm sorry. Elise has 2. Here's the ball taken in. No, the foul is on Auburn. Here's a 3 ball in the corner. Up and good for Georges. Hayden Georges, who just checked into the ball game, puts the Irish ahead 9-6. I am sorry. That foul is on Ariel Franck. It is her second foul. Reschke doesn't have any fouls yet. Well, I thought that was weird. I looked at the scoreboard. 9-6 save at Hart, 2:50 to go here in the first quarter. Let's see if I can confuse you a little bit more here. To the front court with the basketball, Emery Snodgrass fires it up. The ball goes way up in the air. She got contacted, no foul call. The ball went all the way up, got caught in the brace and the score clock. Shot clock is in the basket. The iron holding the basket up above it got all tangled up in there. So it goes to the Irish. Out on the right side, 3 ball up, and 2 short, no good by Ryan Westengard, who just checked in. Rebound brought down by Witt, saves it out of there. Now it's going to go out, and a 3 ball up and down for Peyton Georges. Freshman comes off the bench and hits back-to-back triples, put the Irish up 12-6. So a couple of baskets back-to-back by the freshman off the bench for City Hart, Peyton Georges. Doubles up the score in the Bulldogs, 12-6. And around the horn with a dribble goes Addie Darnell. Addie had dribbled the ball off her leg, out of bounds it goes. 6 turnovers now by the Bulldogs. Sitting down on the Irish bench will be Hallie Jones. She is replaced in the lineup. In there is Kemper Sipple, a 5'9 freshman playing the high post. Darnell knocks the ball loose from Witt, recovers backcourt, now ahead up the floor to Westengard. She has it knocked away, it's loose, she gets it back. Now out of control and a steal by Auburn. Going the other way, all the way in, throwing it up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. Sacred Heart turns it over, and the foul on Sacred Heart. We sit opposite the scorer's table here. Foul will be on Kemper Sipple. Her first and team foul number 2 on the Irish. Free throw on the way up and rolls around and it goes for Bree Winkle, who checked in the game. Bree gets her first one. Now it's 12-7. The Irish lead. Also in for the Bulldogs now, Ella Swanson, the 5'5 junior. Sitting down will be Emery Snodgrass. She's out along with Grace Snyder for Auburn. Second free throw up, and switching it home is Bree Winkle, and it's 12-8. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter, 12-8 Sacred Heart. With it, Lemeron reverses, gives the ball up to Georges. Between the circles, passes off now to Lemeron. Lemeron off the right side with it to Westengard. Westengard's going to cross court Georges for another 3. It's on the rim. It won't go. Rebound picked up by Addie Darnell. Darnell picks up the rebound, heads up the floor on the right side, gets the ball up to Wehinkle. Wehinkle will pass off now to Swanson. Swanson gives it away to Stanley. 19 on the shot clock, under a minute to go in the first quarter. Darnell to the top, and a long 3 is up short, no good by Ella Swanson. Rebound to Darnell, and she puts it back up and in. And we get a 2-point ball game, 12-10. Sacred Heart with 31 on the shot clock, 35 on the game clock now. Out to top, right side with it is George's. Back to the top, now swing it left side to Westengard. Dribbles in, back out top, Lenneron, three ball up, three ball down. Bailey Lenneron with her first buck of the night makes it 15-10. Sacred Heart with the lead. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Out top, three ball up, too strong, no good by Swanson. Scramble for the loose ball and the held ball with 2.1 seconds to go, 2.7 seconds. Ball on the possession will go to Sacred Heart. See if Auburn lets them roll the ball up the floor. They do. Picked up backcourt and now a long midcourt shot just off the mark by Lenneron. That ball hit the rim and there was more of it in the cylinder than out. After one, it is Fall City Sacred Heart 15, Auburn 10, our girls game. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Network.
Our friends at Nemaha County Hospital want to remind us that building healthier habits doesn't have to feel overwhelming. One of the best ways to get started is simple. Start small and stay consistent. Try drinking one extra glass of water each day or take a quick 10-minute walk after lunch. Small, manageable steps like these add up to real, lasting results over time. Healthy change isn't about doing everything at once. It's about doing something consistently. So here's the question. What's one healthy habit you're working on this year? Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite of grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
Sunny
101.3. And we're back in Auburn. It's 15-10. Sacred Heart has a 5-point advantage here with 8 minutes to go. And the clock as we start the second quarter. Auburn basketball. 6 first quarter turnovers for Auburn and 2 for the Irish. Played a big part in the early lead for the Irish. Addie Darnell works the ball from the left to the right. Takes the ball over now to Bree Wayhankle. Swinging around back in there, Morgan Stanley. Stanley in the middle, shot blocked by Hallie Jones. Jones with the block, and here come the Irish the other way now. Left side, three ball up and short. No good this time by Lenneron. Rebound and tried to save it into the Bulldogs, but unable to grab it in time. Morgan Stanley ends up with the ball hitting the end line. Irish ball on the baseline on the left side of the floor as they look in. Get it in to Sando, wide open, three ball. Oh, they can't leave her alone, my goodness. You can't let, she's got the quickest release of most anybody we see. And it's now 18-10, the Irish lead by 8. Sando. When she gets going, she's a three-ball making machine for the Irish. Darnell in, forces, no good. Offensive rebound handled by Morgan Stanley. Knocked away from her by the Irish. Out of bounds, Coach Luke Sandler retrieves the ball for the official. That was nice of him. He made a point with the official there. Maybe I'll save that up for later. 1 minute gone by, second quarter. Bring the ball in. In the middle, it goes to Pronk, and it's taken away by Sacred Heart. And driving the other way for the layup, up and good, is freshman Bailey Lenneron. Bailey's got 5, and now the lead is double, 20-10. To the front court we go. Auburn with the basketball, dribbling around, stolen away by Sando. She goes cross court, and the shot put up by Witt, blocked by Darnell. Darnell with the block, comes up the floor, tries to get it to a teammate, and the ball scoots out of bounds on the side right in front of the Irish bench here. Sacred Heart will inbound now. Coming up the floor with it will be Bailey Lenneron, the freshman at the point. Off the left side, she goes there with it. Now to Witt, over to the right side, and Sando, little shooter's luck there. Hit the rim, went to the backboard, and then fell in. Avery has 8 in the ball game, 23-10, Sacred Heart. 6:05 to play in the first half. To Darnell. Darnell moves, leaves the ball off for Morgan Stanley into the paint. Dish to the free throw line, forcing it up off the iron, no good by Ariel Franck, and Jones with the rebound for the Irish. Left side, wide open, quick release again for Santo. Two hops on the rim, no. Rebound brought down by Hallie Jones, and a foul called on the rebound on the putback attempt. Foul, the first of the quarter, will go on Auburn's Addie Darnell. Addie picks up her first. And at the free throw line, Hallie Jones. No points yet. Free throw up and good. 24-10, Sacred Heart. A 12-0 run for the Irish. Jones ready. Fires up. Good. Got them both. And it's now 25-10. 13 straight points for the Irish. To the front court with the basketball, Emery Snodgrass would give it up there to the freshman, Grace Schneider. To Addie Darnell, hands the ball away to Snodgrass. That's Emily with it, and back to Schneider. They run that weave out top, around the side. Darnell coming back as they continue above the three-point line. Here's a drive on the right by Snodgrass to the baseline. Dishes across. Oh, she stepped on the end line. She had a good idea. She even had a teammate to throw to underneath the bucket, but she got her foot, at least the side of it, out of bounds, and it will be Irish basketball with 5:10 to go in the first half here. First game of a girl-boy doubleheader tonight on Sunny. Over on KTNC tonight, Randy Gatula is over at Pawnee City, where here's a three ball for Santo, right sideline, no good, and the rebound grabbed up by Emery Snodgrass. Randy's at Pawnee City, where the Humboldt Table Rock Senior Titans and Pawnee City Indians are getting together, have their game tonight, girl-boy doubleheader. Drive around the right side, and Schneider cut off on the baseline. Back out to the top, now they give to Schneider beyond the three-point line on the right side of the floor to Darnell, out between the circles, 10 on the shot clock, Addie moves up. Gives the ball up for Snodgrass. Three ball up. No. Rebound brought down Hallie Jones. Jones with it to Wick. Right side. Now cross court. Lemeron open for three on the rim. Won't go. Rebound picked off again by Morgan Stanley. I got her for six boards here already in the first half. To the left side. Darnell holds it. Looks for a cutter. Nobody there. Cross court to Stanley. She'll fire the triple off the backboard. No good. Rebound to Grace Schneider. Schneider going to back it up. Darnell thought about it. Jumping out on her was Lemeron. Comes cross court with it. Ball lost and picked up. Taken away by Santo all the way in. Gets pushed and will go to the line to shoot two. Avery Santo will go to the free throw line where she has not been tonight. She has 8 points here in the first half. 25-10, Irish lead, 3:45 left in the first half. Free throw for Santa is good. She's got 9. Subs in for the Irish, 3 of them. Let's see, Peyton George is back in. She's already got a couple of triples. Kinley Lechtenberg is in the ball game, and Kemper Sipple back in there as well. Santa hits the free throw. Now she will lead. And entering the ball game, Ryan Westengard again. 27-10, Sacred Heart. It's a 15-0 run for the Irish. 3:44 left in this first half. Up the floor with the basketball. Schneider plays catch back and forth with Snodgrass to the front court. Get the ball over on the left side with it. Darnell. Addie picked up her dribble, gets the ball away to Ava Krause. It's up and it's good for three. Ava Krause, a 5'6" junior, hits the triple and that stops the run at 15. 25 and 27-13 now. The Irish were up 17, now it's 14. Now in the backcourt with it, Daisy Witt, the only starter left in there for the Irish. Here's a turnover on a bounce pass taken away. A run out of the other end by Grace Schneider is good. She's got got five, and now the Bulldogs have ran off five straight. Timeout with 2:51 to go in the first half. The Irish are up by 12, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
27-15, the Irish have the lead in our girls' game. Sacred Heart will have the basketball. Daisy Witt will bring it up the floor. Stay tuned at halftime on our Highland Community College halftime report. Come your way. Witt around defender, through traffic, off the glass, no. Rebound to Ava Krause for the Bulldogs. She'll give the ball up for Emery Snodgrass. Comes up the floor to the front court. Keeps her dribble. Bounce pass ahead to Schneider. Out of control. A blocking foul. Or tripping. Take your pick on the Irish here. Sacred Heart foul will go on Kemper Sipple, her second. That is the first foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. From the baseline, the Bulldogs will inbound, maybe lob it out top, and it's stolen away by Peyton Georges. 11 Auburn turnovers. Give it to Witt. Cross the lane with the pass to Kinley Lechtenberg. Kinley fouled and will go to the line to shoot a pair. Foul on the Lady Bulldogs will go against Ava Krause, her first, second, third foul of the quarter on Auburn. Lechtenberg ready, fires it up, it's good. 28-15, Sacred Heart. 2:22 left. Second free throw coming up here for the Irish freshman. On the way up and rattles and rolls and rolls. And it went in, but it didn't count. Football. She stepped on the line, stepped over the line, so it won't count. 28-15. Score remains the same. The Irish showing a little pressure here. Up the floor, Schneider throws it ahead to Stanley. Good job of the Bulldog girls getting into the front court. Snyder off the right side to Darnell. Eddie holds the ball, moves back left, pitches it away and out of Snodgrass. She dribbles, guarded by a Weston guard, and a pass back to Krause. Krause to Darnell. Moves left, cuts back right, stripped of the ball. Stolen away by Weston guard. All the way in, left hand layup is good. Two-pointer for Ryan Weston guard. Makes it 30-15, Sacred Heart. It led by as many as 17. We got a 1:42 left here in quarter number two. We got a foul on the Irish. As the ball comes up the floor, Ryan Westengard calls for the foul. Her second, or her first, team foul number two on Sacred Heart. So inbounding, just inside midcourt, Addie Darnell. She takes the pass and return on the right sideline. I dribbled back out. Gets the ball away there to Bree Wayhankel. Is back in. No, it's 15, not 5. I'm sorry. That's Snodgrass. Ball knocked loose by the Irish. Lemeron knocked it away. One official says it went off of the Bulldogs. The official underneath comes up and says, no, no, Sacred Heart touched it last. It's Irish, excuse me, it's Bulldog basketball. Minute 25 left in the half. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Westengard will guard the inbounder. Having trouble getting it in, and they did not get it in. A 5-second call. That's good defense. 5-second. They couldn't get it in 5 seconds, so the ball goes over to Sacred Heart with 1:25 to go in the half. Fall City Tigers at home tonight. They're hosting the Boys Town Cowboys tonight, the Cowgirls. floor with the basketball. Comes the Irish. Bailey Lemeron with it. Goes into traffic and has it taken away. Darnell with the steal. She will hand the ball away. Up the floor with it. Now comes Snodgrass. Goes low post to Kraus. Kraus goes inside to Stanley. And she got an extra hop in there. And traveling is the call. With 65 seconds left in this first half. Sagerhart leading 30-15. Lemmer onto the front, around the screen. Passes off to Westengaard on the right sideline. She spins into the free throw area, down the lane, shoots it. No whistle, foul. We'll put her at the free throw line. Foul, believe. Let's see if I'm right here. Stanley? Yep. Morgan Stanley picks up her second foul. Team foul number 4 of the quarter on Auburn. Westengaard free throw line. Little shot put attempt that time. Didn't go in. She'll get another one here. Kind of a line drive over the front. Hit the back iron. Second one coming here for the Irish sophomore. It's up and no good. Scramble for the loose ball. It's out of bounds off the Irish. Last player to touch it was Kinley Lechtenberg. Hustled all the way out to the side. Just couldn't get control of it. And the Bulldogs get the ball with 48 seconds to go in the first half. Backcourt, Darnell coming up the floor with it. Senior on the left side. Starts in, now backs up, gives the ball up to Kraus. Ava pass cross court, stolen away by the Irish. Taken by Peyton Georges. Give the ball back. Three-pointer up, three-pointer down. Shot by Lemeron. Bailey now with 8 in the game. Has a couple of threes. It's 33-15. Sagerhart, their biggest lead of the ball game. Down the lane. Nice move. Way ankle up. Can't connect, but a whistle and a foul on the Irish here on the shot attempt. 15 seconds to go in the half. Foul will be, I believe, on Elise Reschke. Let's see. No, 31, not 11. Okay. Kinley Lechtenberg with her first, team foul number 3 on the Irish this quarter. Free throw up, Lehangle, no good. She'll have another one. Second one coming here. Darnell checks out for the Bulldogs, replaced by Ella Swanson. Second free throw is good, and it's 33-16. Sagan Hart with 10 seconds on the clock at the top of the key. Nobody guarding Lemeron. She'll fire and bury it. Top of the key, she made back-to-back triples and double figures now with 11. 36-16, and that will end the first half. Sagan Hart with a 20-point advantage over the Auburn girls. 36-16, our halftime score. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Sagerhart and Auburn High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime in Auburn, our score 36-16. The Sagerton girls lead the Bulldog girls. Our halftime report presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. In the first half tonight, the story of the ball game: turnovers for Auburn and three-point buckets for the Irish. Auburn has turned the ball over 15 times in the first half. Sacred Heart has made 7 3-point buckets in the first half, and three different players have made them. Scoring in the first half for Auburn, we have Grace Schneider with 5. 3 points for Bree Winkle, 2 for Addie Darnell, 3 more for Ariel Frank, and 3 for Ava Krause. They are 3 out of 4 at the free throw line in the first half. 2 fouls on Ariel Frank and 2 on Morgan Stanley for the Bulldogs. Nobody else with more than 1. For the Irish in the first half tonight, the leading scorer in the game is Bailey Lemeron. The freshman has 11 points. That includes 3 triples so far. Avery Sando has 10 in the ballgame, a couple of triples for her. Peyton George has 6 off the bench. She came in and hit back-to-back threes in the first quarter. Brian Westengard, Daisy Witt, Alice Reschke with 2 apiece. Kelly Lechtenberg has 1, and it's 2 for Hallie Jones on a couple of free throws. The Irish are 5 of 9 at the free throw line. Kemper Sipple, the only Irish player with more than 1 foul, she had 2 in the first half. Again, our score at halftime: Fall City Sacred Heart 36 and Auburn 16 in our girls' game. Coming up later tonight here at Auburn, it'll be the Irish girls, the Irish boys, taking on Auburn Bulldogs. Bulldogs, 10 wins on the season so far. On our sister station, KTNC tonight, Humboldt Table Rock Scenery at Pawnee City at 12:30 a.m. or 107.1 FM. And of course, all of our games on the MSC Sports Network. Go there and find the station you want to listen to. You can listen live, free, anywhere in the world. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check the weather, hear from more of our sponsors. We'll be back with the second half action on Sunny 101.3.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know that martial arts can be a family activity? Find out how during Free Tri Week at Hell Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shatamuki Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4- to 6-year-old. Find out more at hellmartialarts.com or give us a call 402-380-3383.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3 weather. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly cloudy skies in store tonight, with temperatures falling back into the low 20s and winds out of the west at 10 to 20 miles an hour. On Wednesday, lots of sunshine, with high temperatures reaching the upper 40s and winds out of the west at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, with temperatures in the upper teens and northeasterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Thursday, look for partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid-30s. Friday, cloudy skies and much colder with highs only around 10 degrees and northeast winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Snow possible Friday night into the day on Saturday. Heavier snow chances will stay off to our south, but some accumulation possible with high temperatures in the low teens. Sunday, sunny with high temperatures reaching the upper teens. That's your latest forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
This year, give yourself the gift of health. Remember, you shouldn't just visit the doctor when you're feeling ill. Prevention is the best medicine. At Sabetha Family Practice, we're welcoming new patients. Our dedicated team is here to help you manage chronic illnesses and provide essential preventative exams. Don't wait until it's too late. Prioritize your health today. Call Sabetha Family Practice at 785-284-2141. Your health is your greatest gift.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC. In Fall City.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County, offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big name protection. With offices in Fall City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group, protecting one neighbor at a time.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Auburn, another score at halftime. It's Humboldt Table Rock Senior and Girls leading Pawnee City 16-8. In the third quarter, Malcolm leading Freeman girls 40-26. In a final from McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse of Fall City tonight, the Fall City girls beat Boys Town 27-17. The win to the Lady Tigers. Congratulations to Fall City Coach Don Hogue on that victory. Coming up later this week in high school basketball on the radio. Here on Sunny 101.3, we'll be back in action on Thursday when we will have Fall City State Hart at Rockport, a girl-boy doubleheader on KTNC. Thursday night, wrestling, John K. Central, Pawnee City at Fall City. Then Friday night, basketball on T, Pawnee City at Sacred Heart, and Johnson Brock, Coast EMF on Sunny 101.3. Our halftime recap brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home but far from dead. Catch more of them online at highlandcc.edu. The Irish get the ball to start the third quarter, and immediately we have an offensive foul. That is Hallie Jones, her first of the ball game. So first foul, that's a turnover by the Irish. Their fifth of the game, Hallie Jones, first foul of the contest. That's an area the coaches would like to see her improving, picking up fewer fouls, at least not early in the game. Here we go the other way. Be a real force in there for the Irish. Showed last week in a Bedeckis. Here's a drive and a shot up by Gray Schneider. No good. The rebound picked off by the Irish. Pushing the other way comes senior Daisy Witt over to Sando. Short on the three ball. Grabbing the ball was Elise Reschke, but she stepped out of bounds and the ball goes over to the Bulldogs. So the Irish have Avery Sandler, D.C. Wood, Elise Reschke, Bailey Limeron, and Hallie Jones. They're starting five in the ballgame. Same thing for Auburn coach Smith. He has Gray Schneider, Addie Darnell, Ariel Prong, Emery Snodgrass, and Morgan Stanley in the game. Long two-pointer on the rim, no good from the top, no good for Snodgrass. Rebound to Schneider. Couldn't get the follow shot, and the ball finds its way back to her again. Reset the offense for the Bulldogs now. Out top, three ball on the way up, and off the flat iron, no good for Stanley. Foul on the rebound, a push foul on Auburn. And the striped shirt says number one, Gray Schneider with the foul, her first. Team foul number one of the third period on the Bulldog girls. Here we come back the other way. Sigurd basketball. Right side into Jones, double team. Little turnaround with a drop step, won't go. Rebound grabbed up there, picked off by Frank. And here come the Bulldogs to the front court. Down 36-16. Gray Schneider with the basketball, right side, takes over Addie Darnell, down the right side, moving in with it, Morgan Stanley, cut off there by Sagan Hart's Hallie Jones, the pass back out to the middle is taken away, stolen, well not out of bounds, what happened, I'm sorry, wasn't stolen, just lost out of bounds, that's where the ball went, so it will be Irish basketball once again. To the front court comes Sagan Hart. It'll be a shot up, but a whistle and a push foul on Auburn on the shot attempt put up there by Elise Reschke. Reschke couldn't connect. Auburn foul on Ariel Pronk, and that's her, they've got her four up on the scoreboard. I'm going to have to go with them. Second this quarter on the team, four on Ariel Pronk. Irish ball, no shots on that. A free three-pointer up, no good by Sacred Heart, by Reschke. Rebound to Schneider. Freshman pushes up the top of the key, gives it off, whoop. Feet moving, ball in hand for Auburn, no good there. Traveling the call, and the ball goes back to Sacred Heart. Unfortunately for the Bulldog girls, that's 17 turnovers in the ball game. Way too many, obviously. And we played 2.5 minutes with no score here in the third quarter. Irish basketball. Down the right side. Reschke moving with the dribbles. Off it goes to Sando, right side. Moving back to the top of the key. Free throw line. Double team. And a held ball. This one will go to Auburn. Oh, turnover number six by the Irish. Now Auburn needs help getting the ball up the floor. The Irish showing a little pressure here. I think everybody's on the same page defensively there. Now they are. Just token pressure. Up the floor comes Darnell. Pulls up, shoots, and it's a long two-pointer on the left side of the circle for Addie Darnell. She's got four. Now it's 36-18. Our first points of the second half of the 5:03 mark. At the other end for the answer. In and out, no good for Witt. Rebound. It's a fight for it. It's won by Snodgrass. Stolen away. Hallie Jones throws it into the paint and down the lane. Up and good for Elise Reschke. She's got four. Jones with the steal and the assist that time. And here come the Bulldog girls the other way. Out top. Three ball for Krause. Short off the rim. Rebound ran down on the sideline by Hallie Jones. Jones shoves it ahead. Reschke can't get it to go, but she's going to be fouled. Or did she travel? I think she traveled with it. Okay. Ball was elevated toward the hoop. But the whistle for traveling, but not for a foul. All right. So Jones out, or Schneider out, rather, for Auburn. Who is in there? And back in is Bree Wehinkle. To the front court, Darnell on the left elbow, holds the ball, looks for cutters, nobody there. Will go to the top to Krause. Krause would give the ball up now for Snodgrass. Snodgrass to the top to Wehinkle. Wehinkle cut off by Sando, gives the ball at the free throw line to Stanley. Down the lane, no, partially blocked by Jones. Coming out with the basketball, D.C. Witt in traffic. giving the ball up. And that's going to be D.C. Wick going to the line to shoot two. 38-18. Irish with a 20-point advantage. Foul will go on Addie Darnell. Her third. Team foul number three of the quarter. The free throw is no good. Score remains 38-18. Reschke out of the ball game for the Irish. Back in, Kinley Lechtenberg, the freshman. Boys game will follow this one as we're halfway through the third quarter now. Free throw good for Daisy Witt. She's got 3 points on the night. 39-18. Sagan Hart leading to the front court and a foul on Sato. She's just checking, body checking the ball handler up the floor. Avery Sando with her second foul of the game for the Irish. Team foul number two of quarter number three. The ball lobbed ahead. It's off the fingertips of Darnell, and then it's over her head and goes off the fingertips of Ava Krause. Irish basketball. Crowd still filtering in here at Auburn. Irish fans coming in yet. To the front court, Daisy Wood. Takes it in the paint to Jones. She'll kick it out to the left side. Three ball up and no good for Lemeron. And a rebound picked off by Snodgrass. To the front court we go. That was Ava Krause with the rebound. Here's a steal by Sagan Hart. Sando waits, pulls up, and gives the ball away. Witt into Jones in the paint, backing in. Fakes left, goes right. Now passes the ball off to Lechtenberg. She goes down the left side of the lane, gets tripped up, and will be fouled by Bree Wehankel. Bree picks up what I believe is her first foul, yes. Team foul number four of the quarter. Jones will sit out. Witt will sit. Peyton George is in the ball game along with Kemper Sipple. And on the inbound, the ball comes in. They give it right in the paint to Kemper Sipple. As she elevated for the shot, she got poked in the chest and will go to the line to shoot two. Couldn't connect on the shot. 39-18. The foul on Addie Darnell is her fourth. Free throws, the final 3 minutes for the Irish here in the third quarter. Free throw for Kemper Sipple. No good. She'll have another one coming here. Bulldogs bring in Ella Swanson in the game. And also Collins Wehankel, a 5'2 freshman. Second gifter coming here for the Irish, Kemper Sipple. On the way up. Battle, no good. Battle for the rebound is won by the freshman, Collins Wehankel. She'll bring it up the floor off the left side to Bree Wehankel. Irish zoned up now. Take the ball to the right side, back out the top between the circles. Move the ball and a three-pointer on the rim. Won't go for Krause. Rebound brought down, put back by Stanley. She can't get it to go. And on the deck, getting the rebound and pushing it out of there for the Irish will be Kemper Sipple. To the front court now, Lemeron with it. Lechtenberg, freshman. Westengard, a sophomore. Lemeron, a freshman. Here's a runner down the lane, up on the flat iron, and hangs, and it goes for Peyton Georgia. She's got eight in the ball game. 41-18, Sagan Hart. The other way we go. Three ball, right wing, up, no good by Wehankel. That is Collins Wehankel. And we've got a foul on the rebound. Push foul on the Bulldogs here. So we're going to walk the other end, shoot a couple of free throws here with 2:15 to go in the quarter. Foul will be on Morgan Stanley, her third. And at the line now will be Sagan Hart's Ryan Westengard. Ryan, 0-for-2 at the line, has 2 points in the ball game. She sets, fires, short, no good. She'll have another one here. Morgan Stanley will leave the game in place of her. Lily Robertson, a 5'9 sophomore. Second one up and short, no good. Rebound by Collins Wehankel. She got two rebounds quickly into the game. Over to Bree Wehankel on the right side in front of the Auburn bench. She'll reverse and get between the circles. Setting the offense, skips it over to the near left side to Collins. Fires it towards the hoop, nothing doing, and Peyton Georges comes down with the basketball. Here come the Irish to the front court. Leneron with it, leaves the ball back. Lechtenberg, she faked the shot, she drives the left side, scoop with the left hand, won't go, but a whistle and a foul on the Bulldogs. With a minute 45 to go in the third. This time the foul goes on Ava Krause, her second. At the free throw line, Kinley Lechtenberg, 1-for-2 in the ball game. She gets set, she fires, it's around the rim and out, no good. She'll get another one here. Second free throw coming up here and rattles it home. So Lechtenberg, 1-for-2. Sacred Heart up. Did not count that one? We'll have another football. I think we did. Okay, I didn't see that. No bucket. 41-18. Free throw didn't count. Out on the right side. Free throw up for three-pointer, excuse me, for Ariel. For the Bulldogs, for Collins Wayangle, no good. Rebound to Macy Taft, who's in the ball game. Another Irish freshman. Up the floor with the basketball comes Georges. And she has the ball tipped out of bounds with a minute 21 to go here in the quarter. .41-18. 1:18 to play in the third. And on the inbound, we have a foul on Auburn Bree Wayangle. Her second. And again, the Irish walk over the free throw line. This time it's Peyton Georges. Peyton is 5'6 freshman, 8 points a game, a couple of threes. First gifters on the way up, and good. And she shoots it pretty good. She's got 9 off the bench for the Irish, and that's 42-18. Ready again. Sets herself, free throw up, and off the back, no good. Long rebound, and unable to catch up with it after she touched it was Collins Wayangle. She gave it a good fight. Ball won that one. Just couldn't get it corralled. We've got a timeout on the floor, called, I believe, by the Irish. They lead it 42-18. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
There's the band again. Talk over, I'll just let you enjoy some of the band music here from Auburn High School. 42-18 is our score. We've got a minute 15 to go here in the third quarter. The Irish will inbound the ball. It comes into Westengard. She'll hand the ball off. Shot on the way up. No good by Georges as she went to the hole. Rebound offensive end and drive in. Shooting it this time is Westengard. Loose ball. Held ball will stay on the Sacred Heart end this time. So triggering in will be Macy Taft, 5'7 freshman. She gets set. Looking, bounce pass in. One dribble in the paint, up, too strong, no good by Lechtenberg. And the ball goes out of bounds. On the rebound, it will belong to the Bulldogs. Game is kind of slowed to a snail's pace here with the free throws late in this third quarter. Front court, Ella Swanson for Auburn. Dishes out, left side. Three ball, no good by Ava Krause, and the rebound comes down to Macy Tad. She'll lob it ahead to Westengard, turns in the lane, couldn't catch it up on the layup, got it back, a whistle and a foul. I think she's going to be shooting a pair here. Yep. At the line, Ryan Westengard. Sophomore fouled by Collins Wayhinkle. With 39 seconds to go, and Ryan misses. She's got 2 points in the game. She is not in her favorite place in the gym right now. Rachel Bauman checks in, a 5'8 freshman for Sacred Heart. Free throw up, and no, it just won't go. Bauman had the rebound. Also in for the Irish, Lena Delaney, a 5'7 freshman. Coach Santo's got everybody in the ballgame here in the third quarter. The ball goes out of bounds and will belong to the Irish. It's touched last by Auburn. Everybody on the corner of the lane for the Irish. C.J. Tisdall, a 5'7 freshman, is in there. C.J. takes the inbound. Her pass to the right wing is knocked away, stolen. Brindley Jones is also in the ballgame. Ball goes in. Brindley Jones knocked away. Auburn recovers. Now in the paint with the basketball, Ella Swanson. Swanson out to Bree Wayhinkle. Passes off, gets it back. 13 on the clock. High pass, middle taken away by Brindley Jones of the Irish. She's going to bring it up herself. 6 on the clock. Down the left side. Driving into the paint. Runner with the one hand. Up, no good by Macy Taft. After 3, it's Sacred Heart 42. And Auburn 18, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com. When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Auburn. It's 42-18. The Irish girls lead the Bulldog girls here as we enter the final stanza tonight. Here's a three-pointer for Auburn on the way up. No good in the right elbow by Ava Krause. Weak side rebound to, that is Collins Wayhinkle. Now out to Bree Wayhinkle. Three ball, no. And a rebound for Avery Sando of the Irish. She's up the right sideline and gets pushed to the side. Foul on the Bulldogs on Bree Wayhinkle. Her third, team foul number one of the quarter. A lot of free throws in that third quarter for Sacred Heart. Here to drive down, Witt out to Limeron. Three ball, left side, elbow, good. Runner right on the wing. Bailey Limeron now with 14 in the game, and the Irish are up 45-18. To the right side, it's going to be Wayhinkle to Wayhinkle in the middle. Shot up on the rim, won't go for Ella Swanson. Rebound to the Irish. Pushed it up to the side. A bounce pass into Hallie Jones. Triple team. Kicked it back out. Three ball up. Short. No good for Witt. Rebound brought down by Jones. She looks out. Instead, she turns and puts it up and in. That's her first field goal. She has 4 points in the ball game, and is now 47-18, Sacred Heart. To the front court come the Auburn Bulldog girls with the ball. Out on the right side, it's knocked loose, it's stolen. taken away by Sacred Heart. Bailey Lemeron, the freshman, having herself a good night. 14 points, dishes it off, left side. Witt can't get the three ball to go, and the rebound grabbed by Ava Krause for the Bulldogs. The boys' game will be starting in about 20-25 minutes, the conclusion of this game for the girls. Here's a pass to the post. Too tall on the pass by the Bulldogs. Out of bounds it goes. Sacred Heart will get it on the turnover. All right, inbound to the basketball will be Sacred Heart. That's Lenneron, gets into Witt. Witt, the senior, Jones, hands it off. Santa thought about a three, and said she backs in, lobs over a defender, spinning down with a dribble is Jones. Layup good. She's got six. 49-18, Sacred Heart by 31 now. 5:55 to go in this one. To the front court comes Collins of Wehangle with the ball. Over to Bree Wehangle. Bree thought about a triple, didn't take it, passes off now again to Collins. Right side and right back to Bree between the circles. Collins Wehangle to Bree. Comes to the high post to Swanson. Ella back to Bree Wehangle. Three ball, oh, in and out, wouldn't go. That ball was halfway down. Lily Robertson got the rebound. And we got a foul on the Irish. Called, it looks like, on Daisy Witt. Her first. First foul in the fourth period on Sacred Heart. Triggering from the baseline will be the Bulldog girls. Lob it out top. Bree Wehangle down in the corner to the inbounder. Collins Wehangle, no good. Rebound comes off now to Swanson. Back across to Collins. Now to Bree Wehangle. Bree back to Collins Wehangle. Three ball on the rim. No. Rebound to Hallie Jones. Hallie gets it up the floor quickly to Witt. Daisy going to hold it, leave it back now for Lemeron. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Jones couldn't get a clean catch. The ball rolls away, picked up by Sando. She's down the lane, and she will be fouled with 4:52 to go in this ball game. Foul on Bree Wehangle again. That's going to be her fourth foul, and we've got, oh my, we've got five different Bulldog players coming into the game. And two or three different Irish players coming in here. Challenge for the old announcer. All right. Triggering for the Irish from the baseline. Get it in. Lechtenberg makes the catch and is fouled as she elevates the shot after the inbound from Bailey Lemeron. Bulldog foul. It's going to be called on Morgan Stanley, her fourth. Third foul of the quarter. Free throw up, short, no good. Free throw shooting has not been good by the teams here in the ball game. All right, ready again. Sacred Heart was 5-9 at halftime. Free throw up, and no good again. And the long rebound comes out to Morgan Stanley. All right, we come to the front on the left side. With the basketball now, Emery Snodgrass dishes off. Three ball on the way, no good. Grace Schneider back in there, no. Rebound to Morgan Stanley. Tipped away, it goes to Grace Schneider. Got the high post now in the first of Addie Darnell. It looks like they put the starters back in for Auburn here. Here's the ball, they elevated in, knocked away by Sacred Heart's Elise Reschke. The ball goes to Georgia. She has it knocked away from behind, and it'll be Addie Darnell out on the right side with it to Schneider. Drive, shoot, no. Ball picked out of the air by Brian Westergaard. All right, to the front court we go. Irish ball, and they lose control of it. It's taken away by Emery Snodgrass. To the front court with the basketball, Snodgrass. Cross court, Schneider. They're trying to just run some offense here. The Bulldogs have 3.5 to go, trailing 49-18. 15 on the shot clock. Right side, Darnell. Oh, and she got her feet moving before she got the ball on the floor that time. Turnover number 20 in the ball game for the Bulldogs that I have it for. Shayhart brings Macy Taft back in. She'll trigger the ball in. Like the starters are done for the Irish here. Westengard, or no, excuse me, that's Peyton George is up the floor. Passes off to Lechtenberg, up the floor, tipped away, out of bounds by the Bulldogs. Avery Sando finishes with 10 for the Irish. Haley Lemeron with 14. Macy inbound for the Irish. That's Macy Taft. Pass taken away by Auburn after she got it in. Then another pass cross court stolen. Over to Grace Schneider. Schneider for three. Short off the front edge. No good. Rebound Ryan Westengard. Westengard in the backcourt without being chased by two Bulldogs. And we've got a timeout call by the Irish with 2:49 left. Shaggy Hart with the commanding lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
49-18, 2:49 left. Sagan-Hart with the lead in the basketball. Auburn showing full court pressure here. Pressuring the ball. Emery Snodgrass. Westengard to the front. Passes the ball away now to Kemper Sipple. Excuse me, no, that was Georgia 0, not 20. Now Westengard through traffic, double team, and foul. She'll be back at the free throw line again. Now Ryan has 2 points in the game. This foul on Emery Snodgrass, her first. Team foul number 4 of the quarter. Free throw, there you go. Ryan got it in. She had missed her first 6. But she got that one to go, and it's 50-18, Sacred Heart. Sophomore gets set now, see if she can knock down the second one. Up, off back, no, rebound. Rachel Bauman back in the ball game. The rebound to the Bulldogs. Here comes Auburn to the front. Georges, Taft, Bauman, free throw, on a three-pointer, no. Bauman with the rebound. That is Rachel Bauman with the rebound. Gives it backcourt to Westengard. She got trapped in the backcourt. Dribbled and over and back will be the call. George is out of the game. In comes Brindley Jones for the Irish. Trying to catch them all up here. Lena DeLay is in the game. And C.J. Tisdall for the Irish. 2 minutes left. Shaker Hart up 40, make it 50-18. Take the ball inside, and a spin move against a lot of traffic. No good by Morgan Stanley. Rebound brought down by Rachel Bauman. No, 32, Lena DeLay, not 23, John. Holy cow. My eyes are in backwards here. We have a push foul on Grace Schneider. And that's going to put the Bulldogs over the magic number. That's their 15th foul this quarter. So it's going to be free throws the rest of the way. They'll minute 42 to go for the Irish. And it's C.J. Tisdall at the line. 5'7 freshman. Up, good, got it. Up 5'5, okay. 5'7, I'll tell you what, if she's 5'7, I might be as well. Up, good. This program says 5 foot. I would believe that more. 51-18, the Irish lead. She can't connect on the second one. Three ball, Schneider won't go. Minute and a half to play. Offensive rebound, Ariel Franck. again. This time it's Snodgrass for three. It won't go. They're going to reset the clock. The ball grabbed a little rim on the way by. Schneider will trigger from the baseline. Bring it in long beyond the arc. Back it goes. Darnell in traffic. Up and got the ball off the glass and in the hole. Addie Darnell with her third hoop of the night makes it 51-20. Sadie Hart with a 31-point advantage. Ahead the ball goes in the right corner to Macy Tapp. Pass out and Tizzle. Three ball just short off the front edge. No good. The rebound grabbed up by Emery Snodgrass of the Bulldog girl. She's going to stop and pop for three. And nope, two. Had her toe on the line. Emery Snodgrass, her first field goal. And it's 51-22. Sadie Hart with the lead and 45 seconds to go. Tizzle down the lane, back out to Brindley Jones. She drives the right side. Gives off to Taft. She fakes left. She goes right into the lane. Turn, gets the ball away, and a two-point little three-footer up and good by Rachel Bauman. 53-22, Sacred Heart. Final 20 seconds of the ball game here. Addie Darnell drives in and over to Schneider. Kicks it back inside now. Shot up, no, but a whistle and a foul as the shot put up by Morgan Stanley. That'll put Morgan at the line to shoot two. She'll get ready here. Morgan Stanley, first free throw effort of the night, up and good. 53-23. Second free throw ready. On the way up. And short, no good. Rebound coming down to Macy Taft. Taft up the floor. Moves to the right sideline to the middle of the floor with a dribble. And your ball game final score is going to be, well, CJ going to shoot it and make it off the glass. CJ Chisel with the bucket finishes with three in our final score. 55-23, Sacred Heart with their 11th win of the year. We'll be back and wrap it up after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Auburn High School, our final in the girls' game. Sacred Heart 55, Auburn 23. Sacred Heart now 11-4 on the year. Auburn drops to 3-10. Scoring in the ball game for the Lady Bulldogs for Coach Kaylin Schmidt. They are led by Addie Darnell with 6-5 for Grace Schneider. Three apiece for Bree Wainhankel, Ariel Frank, and Ava Krause. Two in the game for Emery Snodgrass, and one for Morgan Stanley. For the Irish in tonight's ball game, they are led in the scoring column by Bailey Lemeron, the freshman, had 14 points. Also in double figures, Avery Sando with 10. 9 for Peyton Georges tonight. After that, we've got three each for Ryan Westengard, C.J. Tisdall, and Daisy Witt. Elise Reschke had 4, Rachel Bauman 2, 1 for Kinley Lechtenberg. I didn't mention 6 entered the bottom page for Hallie Jones for the Irish total of 55. Sacred Heart, well, they got some work to do. They hit just 9 out of 24 free throws tonight. That'll give the coaches something to coach on 35-23. Our presenting sponsor of high school basketball is Mead Lumber. Building more than projects, building community. The boys have hit the floor. The clock is winding down. We'll take about a 10 or 12 minute break. We'll be back in the boys' game coming up here on Sunny 101.3.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Hey, Bart here from Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Inviting you to come up and take a look at our line of H&H trailers. We've got trailers for every need. Small utility trailers with a nice spring-loaded ramp gate on the back. Industrial line trailers for your skid loaders, mini excavators. Some of our popular items are the 14-foot industrial duty dump boxes with a good heavy scissor lift, 7-gauge floors, rollover tarps, and our ever-popular 16-plus-6 gravity tilt trailer that is really handy for all those heavy-duty loading needs. So come up and check us out at Farm and City Supply.